He's literally answered the phone and he wants me to blag an answer and keep going, even though I'm basically done with the fucking answer to the question.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Monday. It's time for your weekly Q&A. All good, Chase?
Yeah, good intro. Well done, mate.
Yeah. Well, let's just chat. I had a different intro planned. I'm going to do the different intro. Patrons, you have to understand that now there's a lot of you bastards and there's a lot of questions and we might not get through all of them. So if some of you want to quit and cancel your subscriptions and ask less questions, we'll be more than happy to see you leave. Not really. Think, joking. Joking. Don't leave,
not,
patrons.
Not all of them. Not all of them are bastards.
No, they're all great. But let's start with a bastard, Rob Pick. No,
oh,
joking.
Wow.
Rob, see you in a couple of weeks in the old Tenerife, mate, because Rob's out there at the same time as me. So I might try and see, depending on timing, the Wednesday night Spurs West Ham game if you wanted to watch it together. Hold my hand as we get beat. But we'll see, Rob. We'll see. This is all just debating when we might be able to meet. But Rob says, getting this one early as it's an important topic and it's close to his heart. What's your favourite song by the boy band Blue?
Party hell.
All Rise? Is that your
All Rise.
Song?
Da, 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 da,
I know that's
rise.
The lyrics. I don't know if that's the song, but yeah.
Blue. Yeah, it's one of them. If I had the song, oh yeah, I know that one, but I couldn't. Like, yeah, let's go with it. All Rise, yeah. Let's okay. go with that.
Next question's coming in from Drew Howard. What's your best guess at the percentage of FPL accounts run by bots?
It seems
that regardless of upcoming fixtures...
Was Blue Freak Me, Baby Bitch? No. I wanna lick you up and down.
Isn't that Jodeci?
No, it's a boy band. Oh no, that's another level.
Okay.
Sorry, what's the question?
What's your best guess at the percentage of FPL accounts run by bots? It seems that regardless of upcoming fixtures, there's such a high volume of transfers that are built around past results with little thought on the future.
Well in excess of 50%, and no one's going to change my opinion.
So there's 8 million players right now.
A guy after game week one, he had like 40 teams in the top 100 or something, mate. He had like the top 10 positions in Sweden or something.
Did he name them all?
They were all named the same and stuff. Yeah, basically, yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's over half. FPL Hall of Fame, loving the content as a new Patreon member, and we're happy to have you. Wanted to ask about bench boost. How much should I look into the value lost after a bench boost? For example, spreading funds for the bench boost, then having to reconsolidate in the weeks after. It's a difficult question to answer, isn't it? Because... circumstance.
So you can obviously overplay the bench boost, prepare for it too much. You kind of potentially fuck up the value of your squad. But I really think that what I've learned with it is literally go with the cheapest you can go with of players that you think will play for a double game week. And I think this year, you consider how many defensive players are cheap, right? I mean, what's to say this year we can't have a bench boost of like Danny Ward, Nico Williams, Josh De Silva and Andreas Pereira. Mm. And I'm sure by the time game week 33 or whatever the biggest one will be comes around, it'll be four different players. But what's to say it's not going to be that where you're spending what? How much is that worth? 17 million on the bench? And your team values more. So presumably maybe you've got like 86 million in your starting lineup or something. So... like, I think because the pricing is so cheap and stuff, there's players now who'd be like 4.5. We get to April, one or two of them be like 4.1, 4.2. And they'll be like great options. Say like Saliba's getting a bit of interest now. Say he comes out the team and then by next April he's back in the team and he'd be like 4.1 or 4.2. Great, wicked. I'll have him as part of my bench boost and stuff like that. So I think it's becoming easier not to get overly fixed into... I'll go that extra and I'll go for Dewsbury Hall, do you know what I mean? Rather than Andreas Pereira. I don't think that sort of shit's going to be necessary this year for a bench boost and stuff. I mean, what have I got this week? De Silva's goal. Pereira, 3 points. What did Josh De Silva get? Eight? He's got eight. 11, Ward, 12. Nothing for Archer. If you got 12 from a bench boost, fine, to be honest. So if I'd have played it this week, that's kind of the point in case. You can say, oh, I played it this week, I got 12 points. Great, wicked. Like, the chances are you're not going to get as much out of most of us got of it. Last year was kind of sort of 25 was kind of the roundabouts that people got on it. But previous years, it's not been that high. I'm no intention of going mad for it, but I still think you should still set up to do it for a double for when you do hit the 25 or the 30. I had Champ Man last week, 36 points on a fucking bench. The fuck, mate? It's nearly as much as the 11 on the pitch. So, mad. Yeah, look, and you've got far more chance of doing that when there's doubles and stuff, is the reality.
Jarvo, it's not really a question, but just commenting on the Barcelona situation. Is economic lever the word for the year for Spanish teams? Seems like a slippery slope. The Barca have gone down. He's highlighted a tweet. Real Betis are unable to register their 6 new players and are now activating an economic lever by selling a percentage of its subscription and future ticket rights for the next 5 years. This is some fuckery, isn't it?
Yep, slippery slope.
Spain is fucked. Schifo, remember when there were sport reports saying that FIFA was behind the Super League idea? Now in Africa, FIFA, alongside the AFCON, are officially launching the African Super League next season with combined prizes of $100 million, which is huge compared to the African Champions League prizes, which were less than $10 million.
To be honest, you're telling me this for the first time.
I have no idea about it.
Brand new news to me. So it sounds like something I need to research. I'm completely unaware of that, to be totally honest.
Yeah. Stian, he says, can any of you lend me an economic lever? Here it's a good way to get money out of fucking thin air. He'll say 20% for 5 years of his son's future earnings from his first job after uni. I will pay you 5 years, 20%, $4,000. I'll give you $3,000 for that, Stian. $3,000 cash.
Yeah, and I'll throw in 30 quid.
Stian, we don't have an economic lever that we can lend you, but watch this space because we'll have an NFT that we can sell you soon instead. Tim C., Game week 12. James is shaking his head. Game week 12 seems a tricky one for captaincy. Any early thoughts on this one? No.
Game week 12?
Yeah. Chill, Winston.
All right. Let's have a look. So we got Arsenal against City, United against Tottenham, Liverpool home to West Ham, Chelsea away to Brentford. It's Mo Salah, isn't it? No, I don't mean that personally. So it's Liverpool home game. If in doubt, that's where you go, isn't it?
Yes. Although we gave him a tough game last year, but still, yeah, I get it. Jarvo, if you were playing a Game Week 3 wildcard, who would be under consideration for you? I like this question, James, because
I'll do that for the advanced tiers this week.
There you go, Jarvo. Is Jarvo's advanced tier? Lovely.
Probably. I haven't given it thought yet, but there were a few teams like Brentford we went down a similar
road in terms of City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham. And I've not seen anything from Liverpool, City, Arsenal or Tottenham that makes me want to back away from that strategy. What I would say is you're right. There's like Brentford looking solid and I didn't squeeze in any Chelsea. I didn't know what I was going to get from Chelsea. But from what I saw from the game yesterday, they're bang on it. And there's definitely someone somewhere in that Chelsea backline, one of the Chelsea defenders that I want to go for. I don't know if on a Game Week 3 wildcard, I'd gamble on one. I probably would just go Reece James. And then if I needed to downgrade to a Fofana or something to free up money later, I would. But yeah, Chelsea and Brentford are two teams that I'd like to squeeze in. But really, stick to the big boys and you're good.
Yeah, reality right now, we spoke about this. If the template performs well, people's early wildcards will generally get put off. Now, if you're on wildcard now, that's absolutely fine. And even if you've done really well, if you want to make a significant number of changes and go in a different way, it's absolutely fine. But I'm not seeing the volume of wildcards, certainly on the Bird app, that we may have expected to see. And I think that's because Jesus, Haaland, Salah, so far, you know, Reece James, Cancelo, popular players so far, done all right.
Yeah, and Liverpool only played one game so far. So,
even down to like the enablers, like Andreas Pereira looks a good option. I know he's potentially injured. Nico Williams, like he's going to play every week for Forest. He looks decent. So, yeah, I think most of the early wildcards are probably put off at the the moment. The interesting one, like I keep saying, is hit that kind of game week 8-ish period where Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Spurs are kind of like start playing each other and stuff. Then what? But even then, do you want to move off them when they're so consistent and stuff?
Yeah. Right, we've got a question coming in from Gary Shepherd. The Premier League is 30 this week and has changed a lot in the last 30 years. Where do you see it 30 years from now? Pick one change. I'm going to go with, James, 18 teams. 30 years from now, there'll be 18 teams.
That's something I would expect to come into play a lot sooner, but I also think that's subject to revamp of European competitions, which I don't envisage the next revamp is going to cause enough problems to force the Premier League to go to 20 teams. I think we could have things like teams in Europe don't enter the League Cup. Might be one, for example, if there's, say, an extra, I don't know, say the group stage of the Champions League becomes 12 games or something like that. I could see that sort of thing happening. I mean, it's difficult to envisage what football will look like in 10 years, never mind 30. Who knows? Maybe Swansea City will get bought by a billionaire or something. Or be the biggest club in not just Wales, but Britain. Or who knows where we'll be that far in the future? Very, very difficult to say. But the top seven, including Newcastle, will probably still be the big seven.
Right. FPL Mango. Does Nico have Nelson Semedo in his FPL team? I don't think he does, does he?
Nah.
He's not that crazy. FPL Maldini. Why has it taken so long for anybody to sign Ismaïla Sarr from Watford? He's so talented.
Probably down to price. In the sense that you probably know the longer you wait, probably the cheaper you'll get it because he wants to go. Did you see his goal for Watford last week?
I did not.
From the halfway line. Woo! Screamer away to West Brom. It'd be down to that. Be down to can someone get him for 15 million rather than... Because that was the money getting mentioned with Leeds last week, like 15 million. It's the sort of thing you look at, like Anthony Gordon talking about Everton, Chelsea going back 50 million and Ismaïla Sarr possibly going for 15. That's like something that doesn't add up. I know Gordon comes under about the homegrown and stuff as well. Yeah, but
I mean, there were very, very light rumours about West Ham had put a bid in for Conor Gallagher. And you're like, well, why would you on one side sell Conor Gallagher but then buy Anthony Gordon? It doesn't make sense. Just doesn't add up to me.
Well, they're very different players.
They are, but it's a bit of a bizarre one. Matt Bryant, with James now handing out advice on Twitter to comedy legend Tom Davis. I don't know you did this, James. How long before he makes a cameo appearance on King Gary or Murder in Successville? I don't know what these things are.
No, neither do I. But yes, me and Tom Davis did... Who's Tom Davis? He's a comedian. Big guy, slaphead, beard, thicker okay. beard than me. Comedian, up and coming, decent. Someone responded to he tweeted something about Perisic. Of course, it's got to be Perisic, isn't it? And someone replied to him and tagged me in, so I added comment, and then he responded to me. He's like, Perisic is going to go nuts for you when he gets in the team. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I don't know how quick that's going to be. That's it. There's not much, a lot more to it than that.
Someone tag him in and send him a link to our Patreon. Lovely jubbly. Lewis Browning, at what point do we accept KDB as the outright best player in the world?
Wow. It's up for grabs, I would say, over the next year or two.
On his day, the thing is, he can do it all, right? He can just do it all.
You seen the clip of Mbappe going around from the weekend?
No.
So he made a sprint down the left-hand side. I don't know who was on the ball. It might have been Neymar. He made a sprint down the left-hand side to like try and get away over the top. Ball doesn't come, goes to the right-hand side, and he just stops dead. He just stops dead and walks. And the attack continues. Like Messi gets it on the right-hand side, starts running. There's three or four PSG players burst past Mbappe and stuff, and just hanging out on the touchline by the dugout.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's he running? On the left? Oh, he just started walking.
Oh, are you looking at it now?
Number seven, yeah?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But he looks like it's like he's injured or something.
Nah,
he pulls up.
Nah, he just doesn't give a toss, mate.
Because the ball didn't get played out to him. He's upset. Yeah. And he's sulking. That's, oh, poor Mbappe. That's fucking pathetic.
More money, eh? More money.
John Jacob. Look, KDB right now is just, yeah. the City team are in danger of really blowing this league away if they really click each and every game like they have.
The thing is, if you polled most people at the moment, I think most people would say Mo Salah's the best player in our league.
Yeah.
So until KDB's the obvious in our league, we're not at the stage of saying he's the best player in the world, are we?
Correct. John Jaco, what are you having for tea tonight? This was asked on Friday. So last Friday, what did you have for dinner?
Friday was a deadline stream. No, we had like rice and chicken, I think.
Chicken and rice. I had fish and chips.
She's getting stuff from HelloFresh at the moment.
Yeah, mate.
Some of it's very nice.
HelloFresh, tell her to go Gusto. I've used HelloFresh and I've used Gusto. Same shit, but different company.
Is there a refer and earn in this for you or something?
No, maybe. It's my wife's thing. I'll go and find out.
For you.
But we normally get Gusto and we had HelloFresh once and I didn't think it was as good. But let's chat about this offline. I had fish and chips on Friday. Therapy, what? Now that your best friends are comedy Shafona. Legend.
Shafona.
Yeah. Now that your best friends are comedy legend Tom Davis, would I roll around in bank if I report it to the Sun?
So another Tom Davis mention. Like, it's not a big deal.
Stian's basically trying to find money by selling this story to the Sun. Nick Pope says Darren also reclosed. And ironically, I did think about Nick Pope because we did, well, I'd say Cy poo-pooed him when we were at the start of the season correspondent week. And I did think he said which defensive player for Newcastle was going to score the most points this season. I said Nick Pope. And he said, nah. And I think Trips is probably a better bet. But Pope's all right, mate. Pope's all right.
Yeah, he's fine, yeah. Tom Davis. Are we still doing Tom Davis?
No. We've moved on. We're on Nick Pope now.
Oh, Nick Pope. You know why Nick Pope's coming up, right? So some Newcastle poll Twitter account hijacked a Burger King Twitter account tweet about a poll about what's better in your burger or something, tomato or gherkin and something like this. And this Newcastle poll account, it's not a massive account, it's about 30,000 followers or something, tweeted something like, I just want everyone to respond to this and just tweet them Nick Pope. So hundreds of people were just responding to this tweet, just literally just saying Nick Pope. And then all the other competitors got involved, didn't they? Like McDonald's were tweeting Nick Pope and KFC were tweeting Nick Pope. And yeah, he was trending like number one in the world at one point on Friday, I think.
I was going to say I need to get on this shit, but actually I don't. Gary Shepherd, with Dennis returning to save all our FPL season. Oh, okay, fucking, I'm not answering your question about Emmanuel Dennis and FPL. Sorry, Gary Shepherd. Because I'm not buying him and nor are you.
Probably not. No, I'm sure Mark's up.
Question is, when are you bringing him back? FPL bus team, Kevin. James, assuming Harry will be a Spurs fan, what would be your ideal first Spurs fixture to take him to?
Oh, like something like Morecambe at home in the third round of the cup, mate.
Quiet one.
Yeah.
And Suj, what was the first fixture you brought your boy to? Was there any particular reason for choosing that fixture? Actually, first game I took him to was an away game at Watford, but we were sitting in the Watford end because I'd got given 2 free tickets for that. And I thought, yeah, it's fine. It's Watford's pretty relaxed kind of place to go down to. So that was the first game.
Suj has not seen his child since.
Yeah. He's fallen in love with Harry the Hornet and is down still at Vicarage Road. But I can't remember his first home game at West Ham. Obviously, they never made it to Upton Park. They were born, but like two. So, yeah. James, with Ronaldo being nominated for the Ballon d'Or for the 18th time, do you think either Mbappe or Haaland will get close to that number? That's a fucking piss take, really. He scored some goals last year, but he's not Ballon d'Or level.
It's piss take. He's nominated, yeah. But then there's plenty of play. I'm more annoyed that Kira Walsh didn't get nominated for the girls.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Raged. Really angry about it. It's just a popularity contest. No one actually gives a shit about it anymore. I presume Benzema will win it this year. It's a bit of a joke if he doesn't.
Cole, how many Premier League teams have a better midfield than Manchester United? 19. Move on.
How many teams have a better midfield than Manchester United? Seriously. Okay.
19.
No, it's not 19. Well, what are we defining this as? The two sitters? Or are we including Fernandes?
Three.
How are we defining this?
Two sitters and an attacking midfield.
So we want to include Fernandes?
Yep. 19.
I would say Villa is debatable. Bournemouth, yes.
But McGinn, Douglas Luiz, and a another. I think they'd take Manchester United's midfield on
Ramsey. Well, that's what I just said. Villa's debatable. Brentford, ironically, I'm going to say yes.
Brighton, maybe.
Brighton is debatable. Palace is debatable. Fulham is probably yes. Leeds is debatable. Leicester, when they're at their best, I'm going to say no. Newcastle, I'm going to say no. Even if it's Guimaraes and Joe Linton against their three, I'm going to say no. Forest, yes at the moment. I mean, Southampton, Lavia and Ward-Prowse, that's debatable. Us, no. And I've been scathing of our midfield for a long time. Your team, Serge, no. Wolves.
Moutinho, Neves, Dendonka as a three.
Debatable.
Rob Pick wants to know, what annoys you more on your streams? And you've got a choice of three here, James.
Okay.
People asking their questions on repeat.
Yeah.
People posting their entire team.
Yeah.
People asking for thoughts on a transfer they've already made, rendering his opinion.
The last 2 weeks, this hasn't been a problem till like literally this season. It's obviously some new listeners and stuff, which is fine. I have to expect this more at the start of the season. But yeah, loads of people last couple of weeks, like, I've made this transfer. What do you think? What does it fucking matter? You've done it. Like, literally, what do you want? What do you actually want? Do you want me to go, no, mate, it's fucking shit? Or do you want me to say, great transfer, mate. Give yourself a pat on the back. Like, what do people actually want? The whole teams thing doesn't annoy me because I'm just literally just going to be like, I'm not covering that. Just jog on. What was the first one? It's probably the first one. What was the first option?
It was asking on repeat.
Oh, yeah, the repeat questions. Yeah, comfortably. So doesn't matter if I tell everybody exactly what to do with Leon Bailey in the first 2 minutes. And I know that people will join the stream later and I get that. But I know I'll be like quite soon in the questions. It's like, you definitely listen to the first 2 minutes of this. Stop. Why are you doing it? I've told you to delete because I'm doing enough Leon Bailey. There's your answer. Get the questions out or whatever. Bad example maybe, but yeah, sometimes the who shall I captain one kills me, especially when it'd be like an obvious one. So I'm like, say like this week, Haaland, Salah is the only two players to debate really. Okay, a few people went KDB. You've made that choice. A few people went Cancelo. Fine, made that choice. The top two, Haaland, Salah, right? What am I going to tell you about Haaland, Salah you don't already know? Okay, maybe I might tell you some stuff about Bournemouth you don't know. I might tell you some stuff about Palace you don't know. But it's what your feeling is for the two players, isn't it? Just get on with it. It's not, I can't deal with the, well, James, weren't you on Sky? I can't do the spoon feeding shit. Even if I do get asked, I think I'll get banned. I think I'll lose my Sky subscription.
Harbour Boy, is it possible to do, no, sorry, we're going to go FPL Hall of Fame. I do my dad's team for him each week, and this week, while colour coordinating his lineup, fuck me, I accidentally captained Jesus when he wanted KDB. As of Saturday night, he's 7k in the world. What's the best error you've ever made in FPL? I don't think I have successfully ever fluked something.
No, I mean, a few fluked auto subs, but there's part of the game.
That's part of the game.
I think my favourite one was Jack Cork. I had a few years ago. 4.5 midfielder, sitting third on my bench every week. And the first time I needed him, he got like a 13-pointer and I never needed him again. It's like, great. He sat there and the 1 week I needed him to come in, like, he scored unassisted or something. Like, wow. So maybe something like that, but that's part of the game. I think the question is referring to, like, you pressed the wrong button or something like that. Nah, I can't think of anything, to be honest. Sorry.
Dan L, I like seeing a football shirt without a sponsor splashed all of it like Forest. Any idea why they don't have one? Because they're a shit team.
Sorry about that, mate. They want a certain amount of money and they think that rather than just taking what's on offer, that having the brand available in the Premier League, it is quite clever, actually, in a way that, if you think about this, if I said to you, who's Crystal Palace's sponsor?
I don't know. Is it Kazoo?
That's
Everton and Villa.
If I said to you, who's Fulham's?
Don't know.
If I said to you, who's Brentford's? Brentford beat Man United 4-0 at the weekend. Who's Brentford's?
Brentford's is not stake.com, is it?
No, that's Everton.
Oh, I thought Everton were Kazoo. That was last year, was it?
But if from a sponsor's perspective, the value is better almost buying it now, even though you've lost for the first few games, because whoever goes on that shirt, people are going to remember it.
Yeah.
So there's value for Forest, there's value for the buyer.
Claire Easley. She gets a preferential treatment for being a hammer. I'm sure you'll probably cover this, as I know James has him. Who is the best Trippier replacement?
So Kyle Walker is obviously one option if you've got the money in the bank. I'm not keen on it. I've said that a number of times. I think he's potentially going to block the best third City asset somewhere along the line. I hate to be in a position where I'd looked at the week just gone and gone, I can't buy KDB. If I'd have decided to do it, I'd have hated that. Coming down, I think 4.5s at this minute in time, and it is very short term, but it might be Emerson Royal. You come down to the fours, Williams Patterson's fine. Let's see if we get some Perisic news this week. It might be if we get news that it's not him, that he's still Sessegnon for a while. He's answering the phone. He's literally answered the phone and he wants me to blag an answer and keep going, even though I've basically done with the fucking answer to the question. He's even taking his headphones off now. He's on mute. What he doesn't realise is on Zencast is probably still recording, so it's just made my life really difficult. You can't actually hear what I'm saying. I've got to sit here and keep blagging shit. All right, let's look through teams. Zinchenko's option, Gabriel's option. Saliba, I think, stays in the team at the moment. Villa bin, Bournemouth bin, Rico Henry maybe at Brentford, Brighton, Lewis Dunk is reasonable. Chelsea waiting on transfer news. If you can get up to Reece James, that's obviously an option. Palace, fixtures too shit. Everton, only Patterson. Fulham, you wouldn't go there. Leeds, you wouldn't go there. Leicester, yeah, Castagne, but the fixtures are going to turn after Southampton, I wouldn't go there. Liverpool, you can't. City's Walker. Manchester United. Newcastle would still be, I mean, you're replacing Trippier, so you're obviously looking at a different team. Forest, Williams, Southampton, you wouldn't bother. Tottenham, I've spoken about. West Ham, I don't think you go there at the moment. Wolves, ate Nori, but I wouldn't go there at the moment either. There you go.
There we go.
10-second answer you made had to be like 3 minutes. I hope it was an important phone call.
It really was. But I made her call me back at 4:30. We're all good. Apologies, listeners, for having to duck out. Now, John Jacobson, who would win in a fight between Tuchel and Conte? It's no question. It's Tuchel.
Why? Are you being heist?
Nah. Conte's a lot of hot air and he'll give it Conte's pre-match hyping up of the fight and trash talk would be better. But is a lot of hot air. Tuchel has an inner darkness in him, as I said to Dan on Twitter. Tuchel has this anger, but I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, I think Tuchel has an inner darkness that means he would win. Conte would be better at trash talk. That's my opinion anyway. You could disagree.
I'm going to back my man.
Sam O'Sullivan, how was your hangover today? That pissed, were you?
Fine. No, to be honest, it was part fine because of the worst night's sleep. Ridiculously hot. It was the first time it's really bothered me. Because my trick is I don't go to sleep until I'm knackered. Last night, you'd think, oh, I've had a few, I'll sleep better. Oh, my God. Sweating buckets. I had to get up a couple of times and have a drink and stuff. Just so hot. We've got a fan on in our bedroom. And honestly, I went to check the thing a couple of times to check that it wasn't just blowing hot air on me.
Man, it's mad.
It was just brutal hot. So the fact that I woke up a couple of times, it meant there was no hangover this morning.
Ben Huish, apologies for a boring FPL question, but if you're buying an Arsenal defender now, who would you go on? If I had money, no objects, I'd probably go Gabriel. But it's not an easy question. I wouldn't piss about with that and with that. Zinchenko,
I would go Saliba. I'd save the money. And my take on it would be that if he doesn't start, he's one because he's a centre back. There's every chance he won't get on the pitch, and therefore your substitute obviously comes into play. So at the moment, if I was going new, I'd go Saliba.
Shifo, for a player who previously said he doesn't like taking pens, why is he still on them? Why isn't Benrahma or Bowen taking them as they used to in their previous clubs? Just stab me with that question, Shifo. How many penalties have we missed We probably missed like four of the last eight or something dumb like that.
Oh, dear.
It's like, all right, you don't want to do them, but someone just fucking practice them and just take the responsibility for fuck's sake.
Just buy a Harry Kane and solve your problems, mate.
Best Coutinho replacements if you don't want to double up on Arsenal attack, says Football Adam. If you haven't got three Man City, one of the Man City is a good shout.
Gundog.
Shout.
It might annoy you really quickly if Bernardo comes back in the team. At that price, admittedly, Coutinho's dropped, so you need something in the bank. Gundog is potentially interesting. If you haven't got Martinelli, just come down to Martinelli and get on with it.
Yeah, he's going to be a really good asset.
It wasn't the question, don't double up on Arsenal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, not Martinelli then.
Kulusevski, he's 7.5, so you've got to come down.
No, Kulu's 8.1, mate.
Yeah, I know.
So you're not doing that.
Coutinho's too much.
Harvey Barnes is injured. I wouldn't go Grealish at the moment. Zaha might look better fixture-wise after four, maybe.
One of the Brentford boys, they got a good run now.
You'd come all the way for Josh De Silva, I think.
It's not a bad
shout. Spreading the money.
Mbeumo's a midfielder this year, isn't he?
Forward six.
Oh, okay.
I think Gundog at that price, to be honest.
David Dobson. Do you think Henderson has enough time to become England's number one for the World Cup, or do you think Southgate will stick with Pickford as he has his trust at international level?
Yeah, I'd be very, very surprised. I mean, the only one he really gave the look at was kind of Ramsdale in the summer. Kind of didn't set himself up in glory and stuff. I think in terms of making himself number one, he'll do well to be in the squad.
Who would you pick as your order? Pickford, Pope, Ramsdale, Henderson?
I think that's the first three you said. Yeah. I think at the moment, Henderson doesn't make it in for me. I think Pope for a different style of goalkeeper and kind of really good as an understudy. He strikes as a character who's going to be really happy to be there. He's not going to kick up a fuss or nothing. And he's different to the other two. I think Pope at the moment would be better than Henderson. Henderson distribution is okay. It's absolutely fine. But I'd say it's behind Pickford and Ramsdale at the moment. And at that level, that's going to be more important to Southgate. So I would be very surprised if the three goalkeepers are not Pickford, Ramsdale and Pope. I think Henderson needs an injury to get in the squad. Number one, can't see it.
Brian Robinson, not that one. David Hunter, who would be a good replacement 5.5 for Neto this week, or isn't there one? I think what we've mentioned, come down to 4.5, maybe De Silva or Pereira if you don't own either and use the money elsewhere.
Dewsbury Hall has obviously got a good fixture this week. If you want to come down to 5-ish, it could be a decent time to get on Anthony Gordon for the next couple, with Forest at home, but then you got the speculation about the transfer at the moment. It's not ideal. There aren't that many great options down there. Probably Dewsbury Hall, maybe.
Good question here from David Hunter.
I'll throw a name in. If you haven't got it, it's Xhaka. You'll think that's ridiculous. But we spoke about this back in March, like the way they changed system is kind of...
Is it five or five and a half?
I don't even know. But around that value, if you don't have free Arsenal, like I really don't hate that. With the fixtures they've got, he's playing high up. I don't think he's getting taken out of the team. It's not reactionary on, goal and assist against Leicester. It's reactionary on where he's been playing for Arsenal since going back to March and possibly a bit longer. I did it in detail on Talking Tactics. So if you're looking for someone around that, roundabouts that value where there's a lot of shit, honestly, I think you'd do worse.
He's 5 million, mate.
There you go.
It's not bad. Right. Next up, we have James. Sky question here. Would you move Diaz, Ruben Diaz, that is, to Trent tonight or leave it? Well, if you haven't got captaincy, excuse me, then of course, but you're likely to have Salah.
Says James hasn't got Salah at the moment.
You haven't. Oh, yeah, you got rid of him. But you got Van Dijk?
No, I've got Alisson.
Okay.
You haven't decided yet. I think the sensible play, because I'm in the top 1,000 now, Suj.
Oh, wow.
I think... Yeah, but
how many did you score the weekend?
I did a right. I captain Koulibaly, didn't I?
Oh, mate, done all right.
And I've got... Obviously, I've got Jesus. I didn't captain Jesus, captain Haaland, but most would have done that.
I've done shit then. How many points you got this week? I've only got about 79.
Oh, 90 or something, I think.
Wow.
Obviously, it's really close. It's really early on. But actually, the fact I've got that position early on makes me think defend here a little bit. And I'll probably go Haaland to Salah tonight, knowing that I can go against Haaland with KDB or Cancelo, obviously, on Sunday, which probably then means I'm going without Haaland for a while. Come back for Sonny, probably, when Tottenham play at Nottingham Forest. It's probably my... Because I didn't buy a Tottenham player yesterday. So I probably will go Haaland to Salah tonight. Puts me in a 4-5-1.
Yeah, interesting. James also says that after listening to the Deadline stream and he heard about how Spurs had lost 4-0 a couple of times on your birthday, James, this James thought, at least we won't do as badly against Brentford on my birthday. Well, happy birthday for Saturday, James. Oh, sorry. Amrabat Joe, if Chelsea sign a top striker that fits Tuchel's system, how off City and Liverpool will they be? If Chelsea sign a top striker, they'll break him. Simple. Chelsea buy top strikers and fuck them up.
Chelsea won't buy a top striker. The only name they're being linked with is Aubameyang. And to be honest, the top strikers are not on the market. It's not to say Aubameyang can't do well for Chelsea. It's worth saying him and Tuchel obviously at Dortmund did very well together. If they even buy Aubameyang, who do they drop for him? Seriously, like, I thought Havertz was really good yesterday.
He was really, and he got really good. Stuck in with Romero. Like, he didn't shirk away from that physical battle as well.
Yeah, he looks after himself. Him and Mount, when they drop into them half space pockets, he's always giving us troubles. But then you've got different challenges when you play, when you come up against weaker teams, if you will. If they get Aubameyang, does he go in the team? Is it obvious?
Not sure.
No, I'm not either. But they won't. The answer is it won't.
Hola Stamos, what's your opinion on Rico Henry as a cash replacement with a good set of fixtures? I think anyone from Brentford that's half decent that you want to go on with this run coming up, because they're all fairly good value. I can't argue against it.
I don't hate it. And he's not... like I'm probably buying a 4.5 tonight. And he's probably the name that I didn't speak about much. I mean, I obviously mentioned him on the pod. But in terms of my own thinking, you do look at the fixtures and think... Even if it was just the next five and then there's wild card or get rid. Like Fulham, Everton, Palace, Leeds, Southampton. Good little run, isn't it? He's playing at wing back. They're probably going to stay that way now. Therefore, he's probably a better asset than he looked in pre-season. Obviously, I don't have Raya. I would rather have Raya than Henry. But if you're looking to actually buy in that zone, I wonder if he's a player I should consider.
Yeah, maybe.
But then I just know with Emerson that if he plays, obviously the chance of clean sheet with Tottenham and the attacking return, even for Emerson, is higher.
Sam O'Sullivan, do you think the passionate touchline flare-ups we saw yesterday are good or bad for football? Overall, but yesterday went a bit OTT. I don't mind a little bit of flare-ups, but yesterday was a bit OTT.
I would say you couldn't have that going on every week. I mean, it's not good, is it, really?
I saw a video clip.
We have to think about the kids. For us adults, it's great. It's great. For the kids, it's not.
Nah, I saw a video on Twitter the other day of Mourinho, I remember, where I think it was, I don't know, was it for you, where the other team had got a penalty and then it was not, they missed it or whatever. He was laughing and joking.
Famous clip, yeah.
And then suddenly just flipped to like being mental and started shouting and raving at them.
The famous clip with João Sacramento
made me laugh.
Who one day I should really come back and talk about properly on Tottenham, because apparently the players absolutely fucking hated him, by the way.
Interesting.
So penalty against Man City.
Yeah.
I think it was Gundogan took it. In league game. Yeah, Gundogan, I'm pretty sure. And Hugo saved it. And as he gets back up, he's going to collide with Sterling. And he brings Sterling down, to be honest. But Sterling also goes down easy. So it's VAR again straight away for another potential penalty. They don't give it. It's kind of a 50-50 call. So anyway, Mourinho's having a laugh. He's like, yeah, yeah. And then obviously he sits down. Sacramento's like, oh, he's been booked. And then they just lose the plot, the two of them, don't they? Even though it's been like the decision was like 15 seconds ago, they run straight up to the fourth official, giving it the imaginary card and all that. So funny, as if the fourth official was going to go, yeah, Jose's lost it, Danny. You need a yellow card for that. Someone got booked for diving the other day. I'll tell you what, it was in the first game, Palace and Arsenal, Xhaka got booked for diving. And I thought, oh, great. Like, I want to see this. I want referees to be braver about booking players. And I'd like to see it that ban. Or they don't book them. And if it's shown on TV, you dive, you're banned. Get rid of that shit. But I don't think there's been another one since.
Danny W says, my missus.
Mind you, Richarlison would be banned every other week, wouldn't he?
My missus asked me what was happening when it all kicked off on the benches after Davis's goal. I said, just handbags. And was handed a lecture for being sexist. I reckon my missus is actually right. Is there a better non-sexist way to communicate that a fight isn't really serious? And if not, what should it be?
God, very fair question. Is that sexist then? It's probably a term we must have used it a lot. Handbags.
We use it all the time. But then we also, like, you know, we use the phrase bitch slapped sometimes.
All right, serious.
That's sexist as well.
One for the girls. Let us know. Handbags, is it offensive or not offensive? I don't know.
Handbags at dawn. I think it is a little offensive.
Is it? Are we going a bit too far here? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Although you could do a lot of damage with a handbag, like a fully loaded, decent sized handbag. Well, I was going to say, swung at your head could fucking knock you out, mate.
I've definitely had a clap from a handbag before.
Have you?
I wouldn't advise it.
Good.
Not from my wife, I should point out.
A couple more. Bradley Parker, what are your thoughts on Mbappe and Neymar's beef? Neymar liked to tweet about Mbappe being the owner of PSG and that taking penalties must be in his new contract. There's also reports now that Mbappe told the owners to sell Neymar this summer.
Circus.
Comedy FC.
Circus of a football club. Yeah. Join the Super League, play Barcelona every week.
Do you think the drinks break can benefit teams in the game? For example, after Spurs scored their first goal, it was about 5 minutes before the game got going again. Usually the way fans would be buzzing and a lot of momentum with the Spurs players, but Chelsea seemed to take control easily when the game finally restarted, and that's coming in from Greg Simpson.
Good question. The away fans were buzzing. I could absolutely tell you that. At that moment, I've gone from thinking we've been completely outplayed here for 65 minutes. We might win this, literally in that moment. Because I think we've got these four attackers on, we might go for it. And like Antonio, quickly realised we couldn't really play this way against Chelsea and we're going to be in trouble. And he had to change it again. It was a bit late. Shit happens. I think it's probably more the point that Tuchel won all the tactical battles yesterday, in my opinion. And it obviously was a good moment for him to sort his team out and get them focused again.
Yeah, and that, James, is the questions that we're going to go through. We've had quite a few that have talked about 8 million midfielders, which obviously we talked about as replacements, and a fair few about Conte and Tuchel. Handbags with each other. Jarvo had asked a question that we'd answered on the main pod earlier. Quite a few of answered questions we answered. Like, he says, how many defeats is Ten Hag away from dismissal? We talked about two earlier on the main pod as
well.
Yeah,
I genuinely think so, yeah.
Let's end the show with Dougal's question, Fantasy Billy. What's the most annoyed that you've got at a football match that didn't involve one of your teams? I remember a game between Spurs and Norwich a few seasons back where Pookie scored a lovely goal after controlling a long ball only for it to be disallowed by VAR for a minuscule offside margin, which got me very annoyed.
I was annoyed about that and it was scored against my team. But the question is not involving my team, right?
Mm.
Why would I be at a football game that doesn't involve my team? It's probably part of the point. Although they have done
it.
It
doesn't say at the game, but in a match.
It really annoys me when players do stupid things that are unnecessary. So I remember like Shandon Baptiste getting sent off for Brentford at Wolves last year for a second booking when they're 2-0 up and in complete control of the game and you've potentially handed the opposition initiative for no reason. And in that particular case, he was actually about to get substituted as well. So things like that really annoy. I just think you just let your teammates down so badly with stuff like that. So When players act like idiots, pisses me off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Patrons, thank you so much for your questions. Tomorrow, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I've got a bit of work to do before then, but we've got money in football. I saw a clip on Sky Sports Premier League channel where they tried to chase Avram Grant, he's the dad, down the street, asking him to apologise to United fans, and he just kind of fucking got in his car and booted off as if, leave me alone, I don't give a fuck. There's all sorts of numbers being bandied about the type of amount of money they're taking out of the club and the debt they've saddled it with and so on and so on. So we're going to do a bit of digging and we're going to try and put it into a nice, concise pod for you tomorrow. The Glazers era at Manchester United. So that's coming at you tomorrow, followed by a bit of Tottenham on Wednesday and a nice tasty quiz on Thursday.
No quiz Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It's a stream.
Yeah, I told you, you can take the day off.
Ah, lovely, jubbly. So a stream for you on Thursday. Any of the questions that you asked that didn't get answered in this episode that are FPL related or what have you will all be relevant and you'll be able to ask them then.
Have you ever actually got a public service announcement, Serge? Because I know you like these things.
Is it about the NFTs?
About NFTs?
Our NFTs, up and coming.
We do not have any NFTs, Serge. Okay. Stop it, please, honestly. Serge is on holiday.
Yes.
Tuesday the
30th of August.
30th of August for a week. I need a patron guest to do the differential show with me, most likely on the morning of Tuesday, the 30th, is it?
Yeah.
I need someone to do the Friday with me, and I need someone to do the Q&A with me the following Monday. If you would like to nominate yourself, please DM me. Or if there is a fellow patron you would also like to nominate, please DM me. Let's get shit done. I would like to have three different people, ideally, rather than the same person do all three.
Good, good, good. Sounds like a plan. To patrons, you've heard it there first. Get your DMs into James. Send your CVs in. And we probably won't read them. Enjoy your evening. Look after yourselves. Don't sweat too much. Ciao for now.
Keep your hair on. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.